8 years ago, when Rabbi David Wolpe of Los Angeles, a conservative rabbi, gave a sermon about Passover, you would have thought by the response that he was a heretic, worthy of excommunication. Yes, Jews do excommunicate. Spinoza was excommunicated, but that's a conversation for a different day. The outpouring of anger was so great that even secular news outlets such as the Los Angeles Times and NPR reported on the brouhaha. Wolpe was called by one irate individual, the Grinch that stole Passover. I'm not sure using Grinch and Passover in the same sentence is kosher, but never mind. So you may be wondering, what did this rabbi say that set off this storm of controversy? Or perhaps if you're a regular listener to my podcasts, you've already guessed what he did. Wolpe simply said what rabbis and Jewish scholars have known for years. And here I'm paraphrasing his comments. He said that the way the Bible describes the Exodus is not the way it happened, if it happened at all. Wolpe didn't pull this remark out of thin air. He wasn't trying to say the most outlandish statement he could think of. He based his remark on the wealth of academic research that proves that the story of the Exodus from Egypt, as told in the book of Exodus and retold in most Haggadahs, is a myth, a legend. Wolpe, in part, based his remarks on the conservative movement's own Torah commentary that had been published around the time of his sermon. This major work endorsed by the conservative movement includes several essays. One of them says, archaeological finds at times call into question the historicity of the biblical narrative. So here the conservative movement itself acknowledges that the stories of the Bible aren't history. And to the issue of whether there were Jews even in Egypt, it says, quote, there is no reference in Egyptian sources to Israel's sojourn in that land, unquote. Wolpe's remarks ignite a firestorm because while he thought he was talking about Jewish scholarship and developing an accurate understanding of our people's history, many people felt that their Jewish identity was being challenged, undermined. Hearing Wolpe's sermon, many wondered if the rabbi of my youth didn't tell me the truth about the Exodus, what else did he misrepresent? Others wondered, if there was no Exodus, no wandering in the desert, does this mean there was no Moses, no Mount Sinai, no revelation, no receiving the Ten Commandments? If so, what happens to Judaism? What happens to me, to my faith, to my identity? Unfortunately, the anger that Wolpe caused resulted from the way many of us were raised and taught about our Judaism. We were taught myths as historical fact and instructed that Judaism burst forth on Mount Sinai. This is unfortunate. Not only does it create a weak foundation for an individual's Jewish identity, I believe that it weakens the entire Jewish community. And I think rather than focusing on the mythic Exodus, we should focus on the one that is taking place today, reflected in the fact that fewer and fewer Jews are affiliating with congregations. It is my belief that people are giving up on congregations because they're tired of hearing children's stories passed off as if they are truth. I'm Robert Barr, rabbi of Congregation Beth Adam. And take a look at our sister website, ourjewishcommunity.org. We have many new posts about Passover there. And thanks for listening.